Exegetical Brief. Is Abba Daddy? By John F. Brugg. One often reads that the Aramaic term which Jesus taught his disciples to use in addressing their Father in heaven is equivalent to the English term dad or daddy. This statement is often made in order to support the claim that we may speak to God in a casual or informal manner. Is there any linguistic basis for this claim? The Greek word abba is apparently a transliteration of the Aramaic abba. This form appears to be the regular Aramaic word for father, av, with the definite article, kametz aleph, added to the end of the word, as it regularly is in Aramaic. In Aramaic, this articularized form may serve as a vocative, just as it does in Hebrew, according to Rosenthal, 43, page 24. The Greek translation of Abba in Mark 14:36, Romans 8:15, and Galatians 4:6, hapater, supports this understanding. This articularized Greek form may serve as a vocative, just as the Aramaic does, according to Blas de Brunner, 147, page 81. The New Testament never addresses God with any of the Greek diminutives, papas, papias, which are more equivalent to the English word daddy. Abba was the common term used by Hebrew or Aramaic-speaking children to address their father. There is no biblical evidence for use of a diminutive form of address. Although the term Abba reflects the greater intimacy of addressing God as Father rather than Lord, there is no linguistic evidence to support the claim that Abba is an informal form of address. Except to those Jews who regarded any address of God as Father as too intimate and informal, the use of Abba would not have sounded either casual or disrespectful. As Luther pointed out in his explanation of the address to the Lord's Prayer, to address God as Father implies an intimate relationship with Him. The claim that this implies that we address Him as Daddy, however, rests more on modern notions of propriety than on any evidence from the New Testament text.